אנגלית, שאלון זין, מודיול ג'י, גרסה א', חורף תשע"ע, 2010. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7. The new face of knowledge. For generations, people seeking information about anything from a rare insect to a Greek philosopher have turned to the encyclopedia on their bookshelf. But times change. A series of recent announcements from publishers around the world indicates that the traditional encyclopedia is going digital, moving from a set of weighty volumes to a collection of internet entries. Sales of the world's most popular encyclopedia, the prestigious Encyclopedia Britannica, peaked in 1990, but dropped 60% over the following 6 years. Realizing that people no longer viewed its 32 volumes as an essential purchase, the company quickly took steps to reinvent itself online. According to Pedro Aguilar of Encyclopedia Britannica Incorporated, the print edition now sells almost exclusively to schools and libraries. The general public, on the other hand, prefers to pay a small subscription fee to view the articles online. Others are following Britannica's lead. Brockhaus, another prominent multi-volume encyclopedia, recently made its 300,000 articles available online free of charge. Revenue comes from selling ads on the site. Publishers of print encyclopedias in Denmark and France are considering the online option as well. I understand why this change is inevitable, said Nicole Warner of Brockhaus. But to my mind, it's rather a shame. It feels like the end of an era. John Smith, a former editor of Britannica, expressed similar sentiments. Growing up in the 1940s, I would sit at the table with my parents and we'd read the encyclopedia together. I guess parents today can sit in front of the computer with their children, but somehow it's not the same. The online versions of Britannica and Brockhaus are joining an entirely new generation of encyclopedias that were actually born on the Internet. The Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, for instance, appeared online in 1995 and now carries some 1,000 entries, which are constantly updated. Another project, the ambitiously named Encyclopedia of Life, went online just last month. Aiming to eventually catalog all species of plants and animals, it will add new ones as they are discovered. And then, of course, there's the ever-expanding Wikipedia, one of the 10 most visited websites. Created by thousands of volunteer writers, Wikipedia currently contains millions of articles in several languages. While it is often accused of being unreliable by publishers of traditional encyclopedias, its popularity has nevertheless prodded its rivals into adopting similar practices. They too now incorporate suggestions from readers and update material on a regular basis. Despite the appeal of having the whole world of up-to-date knowledge just a click of the mouse away, Mr. Aguilar is certain that encyclopedias will also remain on bookshelves. He expects future print editions to be marketed as a luxury item, complete with superior paper, glossy photographs, and leather bindings. There is nothing like the joy of owning and handling a beautiful book, he said. Presumably, however, it will no longer be a joy that everyone will experience. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 4, and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. According to lines 1 to 5, what is changing about encyclopedias? 1. Their content. 2. Their form. 3. Their purpose. 4. Their popularity. 2. What does the writer explain in lines 6 to 12? Give one answer. Complete the sentence. He explains why. 3. How is Britannica Online different from Brockhaus Online? Take your answer from lines 9 to 15. 4. What is the reaction of both Ms. Warner and Mr. Smith to the development described in lines 13 to 21? 1. They are afraid it won't succeed. 2. They think it's happening too fast. 3. They don't think it is necessary. 4. They aren't very happy about it. 5. In lines 22 to 33, the writer describes online encyclopedias that were born on the Internet. What do all of them have in common? 6. Publishers today take steps like incorporating suggestions from readers, line 32. According to lines 27 to 33, why do they do this? 7. What does Mr. Aguilar predict regarding print encyclopedias? Lines 34 to 39. 1. They will be aimed at fewer buyers. 2. They will be easier to use. 3. No new editions will be published. 4. Existing editions will become very valuable. Part 2. Written presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 8. An international teen magazine is holding a writing competition on the following topic. It is often said that people who are famous have a responsibility to the public to set a good example. Do you agree with this view? Write a passage for the magazine stating and explaining your opinion. You may give examples to support your position. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
Be'atzlacha.